Before we get into this episode, I just want to let y'all know that this episode was recorded for Father's Day, and so a lot of the things that we reference are in reference to that day. But I think it's still a lot of things that we can relate to on a daily basis as we go through the process and the journey of fatherhood. So I hope you stay tuned and you enjoy this episode. What is going on, family, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Dad Different Podcast, a podcast where we talk faith, family, and fatherhood, where we dive into the daily struggles of fatherhood, but we celebrate those super dope moments as well. I want to thank you for joining me again, and thank you for all the support on the first episode. And if you're new here, don't forget to hit the subscribe button to join a community of awesome dads. And you might be a dad who's been doing this for a while, or you just became a dad yesterday, or you're somewhere in between, just remember that your presence is needed and is valuable. And on this episode, we're going to talk about Father's Day and really how this day can mean so many different things for so many different people. So I hope you stay tuned and let's get into this episode. I want to kick things off by saying a happy Father's Day to, you know, all the great dads out there who are, you know, leading their families well and handling business. You know, you might be here because, you know, we share that same story where, you know, our fathers weren't around, or, you know, they were, but, you know, they just were not there emotionally. But I think that honor and respect, you know, is still due to those who are around and leading their families well. So a big shout out to you and a happy Father's Day. Father's Day for you might be a day that you're just looking forward to, either as a father or as, you know, a child, appreciating your father and celebrating your father. You know, maybe your childhood was, you know, great. Your dad was there. You know, you had experiences that will certainly last a lifetime. You know, you have great memories, you know, and truly your dad is your hero. But unfortunately, that is certainly not the case for many of us, you know, those who were raised fatherless, or maybe for those whose dad was around, but he just wasn't there emotionally enough to feel like he was there at all. I mentioned that Father's Day comes around and it really has a different meaning for different people. You know, maybe for you, you're simply reminded every year the fact that your dad wasn't there. Or maybe he was there and he just wasn't there emotionally and it almost felt like he wasn't there at all. Or maybe he's there and the relationship that you guys have is just extremely broken. And maybe you're reminded of the hurt and pain that you had to experience and go through. And so every year this day comes around, you're questioning yourself as to how do you survive this day. Or maybe year after year, you know, the word forgiveness comes into your mind. You think about forgiving the past and letting go of the hurt and pain that you've experienced through the actions of your father. Whatever your story or whatever your reason is, you know, Father's Day comes around and it just feels like peeling back a scab that just certainly has never healed. Before I became a father, Father's Day would come around and it would be a day where I would hope that it would just come and go, or I can just skip over it altogether. I used to tell myself that, you know, this day is not for you. You know, there's really no point in you celebrating this day or looking forward to this day, that it simply just had absolutely no meaning for me. And I carried that around for a while. I mean, a while. No part of me could have ever seen a goodness in that particular day called Father's Day. And I wish I can say that those feelings went away when I became a father, but it seems it had the opposite effect. It seemed that it only amplified how I was feeling. I didn't instantly forget that I didn't have a father to appreciate or even to celebrate on Father's Day. you know, simply because I just became one myself, nor did it drive out the fears of, you know, really possibly becoming an absent father to my kids, you know, like I've experienced myself. But I'm also super happy to share that I really don't have that same outlook on Father's Day anymore. You know, I actually look forward to the day, you know, where my kids can come and, you know, appreciate me and really celebrate me. But then at the same time, I get to celebrate that moment as well, that moment of being present, that moment of, you know, me being there, and they are really just, you know, appreciating the moment, you know. And I really just want to appreciate my wife, because she really played a big part. You know, if it wasn't for her and her, you know, pretty much always telling me how good of a job that I'm doing as a father to our kids, you know, I don't think I would be here and sharing with you guys that, you know, my outlook has changed on Father's Day. And I really owe her that a lot. And I'll be honest, you know, sometimes those fell to deaf ears, you know. And I think about why I feel this way, and I come to the conclusion, you know, because I never experienced what a good father was, and I never had that relationship. And so I have a hard time understanding and kind of visualizing and seeing where I stand in terms of being a good father, if that makes any sense at all. It's like the question that we asked in the first episode, you know, if I was not raised, you know, with a good father or a good example, or even just any good example at all, how do I know that I'm doing this thing well? You know, and how am I able to properly reciprocate if I have never had experienced it myself? And so that really led to year after year just resenting the day and not looking forward to the day at all, and really even to the expense of my children and my wife, you know, where, you know, they're just looking forward to the day to celebrate me, to appreciate me. And I'm just there, just all up in my feelings and not feeling it at all. And so, but it wasn't until I began to really change the way that I think. You know, I feel a lot of things just start in your mind. And we shared that as well. You know, it starts in your mind and how you think. And once you begin to process, you know, what it is that's happening up there and why you feel the way that you do, it's not until then that you can begin to change your outlook and begin to see a different outcome. And so I began to really appreciate the words of my wife of, you know, telling me that I'm doing a good job, of appreciating me, and really the small actions of my children just coming up to me and, you know, hugging my leg, or, you know, just putting their arms around me and saying, "Daddy, we love you." You know, it wasn't until I began to put great weight on those words and on those actions that I began to appreciate and look forward to Father's Day. But unfortunately, that's not the same case for many. You know, I feel my story is pretty simple. It's that, you know, my father wasn't present, and, you know, I pretty much had to grow up and live with that. But what happens when he is present physically, but he's almost absent emotionally? And so it almost feels as if he's not there altogether. You know, I sometimes question, which one is worse? You know, having him there, but not there emotionally, or not having him there altogether. In both circumstances and situations, you know, really stink for that matter. You know, I'm not trying to say that one is a little bit better, you know, than the other one, because the truth of the matter is it certainly has the same disastrous effect, no matter which way it is. So Father's Day for you may leave you questioning whether or not to even acknowledge your father at all. I mean, he was there, but he wasn't. You just can't seem to understand why he needs to be acknowledged on such a day as this. And look, we all hurt. And for some, we are reminded of that hurt when a day like this comes around. So the question pops up, how am I going to survive yet another Father's Day? How am I going to get through this day? What can I do different? You know, what's going to change, if anything, to get me to feel differently and to go out about this day differently? We talked about this being a process and a journey. And it's certainly one that isn't going to be reached overnight, right? But it's an important and necessary one. And for me, a lot of this dad different is processing. You know, I'll be honest, I am in the stages of just processing. And there are questions that come to mind that I'm just still trying to get answers to, that I'm still trying to figure out. And really, I'm finding in my adult years, and certainly as a man with my own children and family, that I am affected by being raised fatherless. Not ever having someone to really affirm me in the things that I did, I do sometimes find myself looking for the approval and affirmation from other men. And really what I want to try to say from that is the absence and silence of words of affirmation from a strong father figure actually speaks volumes. It's really a blaring siren that goes off in your mind that makes you question if you're even worthy, right? It makes you question your own abilities of, you know, can I be a good father? Can I be a good husband or a good leader? And really, that's something that I never ever want my kids to have to go through and experience. So your process and your journey might look different. You know, you might be in a different spot. You know, you might be, you know, like I said, in the early stages of processing, or you might be close to forgiveness. You might be close to really not forgetting the past, because we can't just forget the past, but you can certainly forgive the hurt that you've experienced. You know, there are certainly many people who have experienced hurt by the very people who are supposed to love, care, and protect them. And usually that hurts the most. That's the hurt that, you know, really digs deep and takes a lot of time to heal. You know, however, I think what we're getting at here is really the topic of forgiveness, right? We spoke about that word forgiveness coming up every year during Father's Day. You know, and maybe this year is the year that you offer that forgiveness. You don't forget, but you certainly forgive the hurt in order to process and to move towards healing. And really, forgiveness is key, because I think without forgiveness, there is certainly a recipe there. You know, and that's a recipe for resentment, you know, bitterness, and really somewhere along the way, it becomes a breeding ground to repeat the very thing that was experienced. You know, in the case of fatherhood, you know, when we, you know, hang on to the hurt and the pain that we've been dealt by our fathers, and we don't learn to forgive and let go, you know, there might be a chance that we ourselves repeat that very same thing that caused us hurt throughout all these years. I am in a position where I can admit that as a man, there are certainly some parts of me that are broken as a direct effect of growing up fatherless. But by God's grace and His love as a father to me, I am healing, and I'm in that process. Through this process and really sharing it with others who might be going through the same, I am strengthened and encouraged to know that we don't stay broken. Through this process and journey to forgiveness, my children will never feel my brokenness nor experience that same brokenness I did when they are in roles of fatherhood and leading their own families. And really, it all starts with that forgiveness, right? So family, I want to share with you today that I am choosing forgiveness. I am choosing to forgive the man that wasn't there. I am choosing to forgive my own father. I am choosing to forgive because, one, really because it takes me out of the past. You know, I'm no longer holding on to what was in the past, but by letting go, it brings me fully back into the present. And within that present, I can be there physically and emotionally for my children. And really too, I'm choosing to forgive because, you know, it allows you to learn from that past to avoid making the same mistakes. And those are the two reasons why I choose to forgive. You know, we heal when we forgive. In other words, forgiveness is the healing for the wounds. It is the healing for the pain and the hurt that we've experienced. You know, you cannot expect to enter into this healing period without forgiving those who've hurt you. And really, especially those who are supposed to be, really in essence, the those that were supposed to protect us, right? And we mentioned that those are the hurts that really hurt more than others. You know, a doctor cannot successfully prescribe medication, you know, without properly diagnosing the issue we're having, right? And if you've been to a doctor, you know, for a physical or for whatever it may be, what's the first thing that they check? And that's your heart, right? They check your heart to make sure that your heart is right. Because you can go to the doctor for a stubbed toe or a cut on your finger, whatever it may be. But if they find that there's an issue with your heart, that stubbed toe immediately doesn't become as important as it was in that moment. So we must understand the reasons why we are hurting and then seek forgiveness to begin a healing process. You know, they say that forgiving someone is more so for you than it is for that person. And certainly that is true. You know, forgiveness allows you to let go and to live free and to grow and to mature and to heal. So really today, I hope that, you know, whatever it is you're looking to put behind you can be done. You know, that forgiveness may come from a pure place. You know, that you can begin the journey of forgiveness so that you can learn and grow. And, you know, that's that second point is when we forgive, we learn. We take what we experience and we learn from it. And that's what forgiveness allows. It allows us to grow and mature. When we forgive, we ultimately say that we are ready to grow. When we learn, we avoid repeating our own mistakes and the mistakes of those around us. So really, I want to ask you, you know, if you're listening today and, you know, today's been a tough one for you. And just like me, I've been there where Father's Days were just not days I've been looking forward to. But that's all changed. And that came from, you know, the way that I think and my heart and ultimately my forgiveness. And with that, my kids can enjoy me, you know, they can enjoy me to the fullest and I can be there for them and make memories and be present mentally, physically, emotionally, to be the dad that they deserve, to be the leader that they deserve, and really to be the husband to my wife that she deserves. So really, forgiveness is not only for you, but it's for, you know, those under you, those that count on you and those that need you to be there. And when you get to that point, it'll no longer be a question of how do I survive Father's Day, but it'll be more so a day where you look forward to it, to spend time with your family, to be celebrated by them, to be appreciated by them, because you know that they love you and you know that you are there for them in the best possible way, you know, and that's physically and that's emotionally. Sometimes us men just need a little push, right? And if I can give you that push, it'll just be, you know, don't wait. You know, don't wait another year. Let this year be the year that you give the gift of forgiveness. And that gift is both for you and for your family, for your kids, to allow you to grow and to learn and to let go of the past and to move to the future, to be present for your family. And so you don't want to wait, you know, until it's too late. You know, I'm sure there are men, and you might be listening right now, where you didn't have the time to forgive your father before he left. You know, maybe he's gone eternally. and you just didn't have that time to forgive him, or to tell him how you really felt or how he really meant to you. So don't wait. Let today be the day that you give forgiveness, so that you can continue to live tomorrow and the rest of your life, growing and learning and being there. So I hope that this Father's Day was not just about surviving, but perhaps starting your own journey, starting to process the hurt and pain that you've experienced and working to move through this journey and ultimately to forgiveness. I want to encourage you that you are not alone, and that there are many men who are currently where you are, and that there are also many men who have grown from where you are to become great fathers and leaders. And before we end the show, I want to share another powerful quote that really allows us to put the role of fathers and fatherhood into perspective. It's a quote by Vodi Bakum. He's a powerful speaker. He's a husband, father, author, conference speaker, and he currently serves as Dean of Theology at African Christian University in Lusaka, Zambia. And it says, "The role of men in their families is so important that God honored it by conferring upon us his own title, Father." What a quote, and one that'll surely get you thinking and really asking yourself, am I holding this role? Am I performing in this role to the best of my ability? Am I honoring such a role, such a responsibility that has been given to me by the ultimate Father, and our Father in heaven? I've always said that fatherhood is a blessing. You know, we've been given this tremendous responsibility to lead our families and to lead them well, to lead our children, to raise them to be leaders, raise them to be strong men and women. And it's really not a responsibility that should be taken lightly, nor is it a responsibility that should be done really half-heartedly. Our families depend on our presence physically and emotionally to be there to lead them well. And so that might look different for you, and especially on the topic of Father's Day, and you know how that day is, you know, has different meanings for different people, and how we're all just in this process, in this journey together, but maybe in a different spot. I want to remind you that your past does not define you, nor does it define your future. Dad Different is all about changing the narrative. It's about choosing to be fathers who have committed to leading their family and leading our families well. Also, I just want to make it clear, you know, that Dad Different really doesn't set out to destroy the fathers who've abandoned their roles as fathers, because we know that no one is perfect. We've all have a past, and we all have, you know, something that if we can take back and redo, we would have that opportunity. We would take that opportunity and do so in a heartbeat. So with that being said, I just want to say that it is never too late to Dad Different. Well, we've made it to the end of another episode of the Dad Different podcast. I want to thank you once again for sticking around and listening to this show. You know, it's definitely not an easy topic for some. And, you know, for the longest time, it wasn't for me. But Father's Day has certainly changed for me. And it's a day that I certainly look forward to, you know, spending time with my kids and my family, and to be honest, really just to be appreciated and celebrated. So I hope you all had a wonderful Father's Day. And again, wherever you are in your journey and in your process, let's make it through, you know, where it's not just about surviving Father's Day, but really looking forward to and celebrating and being a part of Father's Day. So if you've enjoyed the show, once again, I want to ask you for a small favor, and that is to leave a rating and just let us know what you liked about the show and what you didn't like. And if you have any questions, you can go ahead and send us an email at idaddifferent@gmail.com. And I look forward to reading those and getting back to you. So once again, I've been your host, Jeffrey. And until next time, see you guys on the next one.